with diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wonderful planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidences which pinpoint the raising of livestock as the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today, we present to you part 5 of a 14-part series titled The Secrets of Venus, a discussion by Supreme Master Ching Hai with Supreme Master Television staff concerning the detrimental impacts of the meat diet on human health, the environment, and ultimately the health of our planet as well as other planets.
Wherever I go, you know, I'm assigned a similar job. Some places are more pleasant because people are less obstructive, yes. Less comically burdened. Well, some places are very heavily burdened. If it's too heavy, then I won't be sent there. I am not allowed to go there. Not allowed, not like I don't have the power to go there. It's just the bad karmic buildup from the people. We cannot do much. We have to respect the karmic law of the universe as well. For example, in hell, you cannot go there and preach to people. Why? They're suffering too much. They won't listen at all. And they could not even pray down there. They don't think of praying. You understand me?
Yes, Master.
Okay. Imagine when you're in very deep sorrow, like just heartbroken or something, you could not even think straight. You know, you sit in front of TV, but you don't watch anything. You open the newspapers, you don't see what's printed there, etc., etc. Similarly, if a planet has such a dense atmosphere and a very low spiritual consciousness, then even if any master go there, it will not do good. You see what I mean?
Yes, Master.
Yeah, not like heaven is not merciful and not send master anywhere where suffering needed and all that. It's not like that. But they won't listen. It would be no use. On the contrary, they might even torture, kill the master. Like some of us human did long time ago, you know, with the master like Jesus or Prophet Muhammad. They chased him all over and persecuted him and his followers, etc., etc. Because at that time, maybe our planet, some population, had still been not elevated enough. So if a planet has so much dense consciousness, then the master won't go there. Huh?
Thank you, Master.
You're welcome. But they will have a chance, they will have a chance. Once they've been cleaning, you know, they're suffering long enough, then their soul will be awakened and look for something more worthwhile, yes, more of divine nature. At that time, they will be reincarnated in some more favorable situation so that they have a chance to study with a master or a spiritual teacher of some kind. But it takes a long, long time, sometimes thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of years for such a soul to awaken themselves if they have done such a grave sin and denying God while living. You happy with my answer?
Yes, thank you, Master.
You're welcome.
Is there anything else you wanted to share with us about those two Venuses?
Oh, they're beautiful. They're very exquisite. Lustful, yeah? Beautiful. And the temperature is always nice, make you healthy, happy. Very little quarrel between each other, yes. And even the one-fourth of the people who eat meat up there, they know they're wrong. Even they eat meat, but they repent all the time, and they're trying to minimize all the time as much as they can. So the atmosphere is very conducive to a comfortable living, yes. They have all necessity, technology and transportation, like email and stuff. Our email and internet system here are just kindergarten compared to theirs, yes? And they have UFO, of course, ne?
Thank you, Master.
Oh, you're welcome.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more.
Could you please tell us more about life and the beings on our sun and moon?
Oh. Sun and moon, there is no beings. In the moon, even if you go there, they're only spiritual beings. And the moon itself is a spiritual great being.
Wow.
Same with the sun. The sun is a great, 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 great spiritual being who manifests himself to help our planet, to nourish all beings on our earth. So we always have to thank the sun. In the ancient time, people worshipped the sun god, and for that reason as well. He is beautiful, beautiful inside. He loves us all the time. No discriminating, always love, love, love. And whenever you look up to the sun, you feel only love, love, love. And if you have time to sit in the sun sometime, you feel happier, no?
Yes, Master.
That's why in summer, people feel very happy, happier than in winter, because it's due to the plentiful sunshine. Yeah, plenty sunshine. And it's not because the sun doesn't love us in winter. It's just that the absence of his presence makes us forget the happiness within us. You see what I mean?
Yes, Master.
But if we are smart and if we concentrate enough, then we think of the sunlight. That also be sufficient. Even though the sun doesn't appear, the sun is hidden behind the cloud, but you must have a presence of mind enough to know that there's a light of sun all over the planet, even at winter time. Then you're also connected with the sun. Then you feel also loved. Maybe less reminded, like in summer. Less warm, but it's not always the case. Yes, if we remember the sun, we'll be happy. The sun is a fifth level being, huh? Mm-hmm. From the fifth level, yes.
Wow. The moon beings are spiritual beings, so would they be able to travel here on Earth to see us, or have they ever?
Yeah, if they want to, yeah. The sun has also beings in it, huh? But not physical beings. Other beings in the sun also help the great being of the sun to protect our planet, to help all things to grow, and to send us happiness. All they do is just send us bliss and happiness and love. They exist just for that. Yes. And the moon beings, they are also beautiful. They also love us very much. I've seen the moon smile at me many, many times, and I even have witness. And he's still alive. The witness is still alive. Oh, truly, the moon smiled at me, oh, so many times. And long, long time, not just a few seconds or a few minutes. Yeah. She smiled as long as I sit there. And, you know, my attendant saw it too. And we were just sitting there and looking at the moon and felt so happy, happy. Yes, yes. But when I say looking at the sun and be happy, please don't try to do it in midday or something, okay, huh? If you have to sit in midday, please sit in the shade, okay? Especially summer. Because maybe your skin is not accustomed to such a heat, huh? Okay?
Yes, Master.
Yes, we do. We do have to feel humbled. We do. Look, the little trees. I have a little leaf. He stays in the sun all day. The whole hot summer. It never gets burnt. You see, the olive trees, the leaves are so tiny, like my little finger here. Never get sunburned. And we, oh, the big guy and, you know, smart, intelligent humans and this and that. I sit in the sun just a few minutes. Oh, I'm burned. Oh, sun cream. Quick, you know. All over, you know, the body and still feel burnt. Yeah, we should feel humble a little bit, no?
Yes, Master.
Yes.
What do they think about our current situation with climate change? The sun and the moon beings?
What do you think they think, huh? No? You can answer this question, no? You think about that question, okay? Like a koan for you. Hmm? All right. Any more question?
Yes, Master. Are there any messages from them?
Be wise, go green. How about that?
Thank you, Master.
They love us so much, and they're doing what they can. Their job is to make us happy, okay? Their job is not to worry about our planetary crisis. Because as soon as they start worrying, they won't be happy anymore. And they will not radiate this happiness to us. You understand?
Yes, Master.
They're doing their job perfectly already. We always have to be thankful to the sun and the moon and the stars. They're all great beings, all great beings. They're there to make us happy, happy. Yes.
Wow, thank you.
And remind us of the glories of heaven. Glorious heaven. Yeah, shining, beautiful heaven.
Thank you, Master.
Welcome, love.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Tune in next Friday for part 6 of Supreme Master Qinghai's discussion titled The Secrets of Venus. And now, Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants is up next, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. May your spirit be immersed in God's ocean of unconditional love.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.